Francis George Burns and Gracie Allen. Week the Burnses left for Palm Springs. I can still see them driving away, Gracie at the wheel and Sugar Throat in the back seat with his ukulele, singing as though his throat would burst. But it didn't, darn it. Now, 7 days later, we find them returning, Gracie still at the wheel and Sugar Throat still at the uke.
I'll be leaving soon to thrill all and joy.
George.
It's not the island moon or the fish or the poi.
George.
It's just a little brown girl and a little grass girl.
George, we're home.
Don't open the car until I finish. In a little grass shack in Hawaii, now you can open the door.
Gracie's been listening to that for 7 days. Is it any wonder she's peculiar? Anyway, we find them now unpacking.
Oh, darling, you look absolutely wonderful.
I got quite a tan, didn't I?
Well, I've never seen you so dark. Well, your feet are practically black.
Look again.
Oh, you're wearing shoes.
I'm wearing shoes. Gracie, why didn't you get out in the sun? I never saw you around the pool.
George, I'm not silly. I read that sunshine contains vitamin D and so does bread. So I stayed indoors and ate bread.
But you're not as brown as I am.
Next time I'll eat toast.
Yeah, do that. Well, Gracie, tell me, did you really have fun?
Well, sure I did. I went shopping and I went to the movies and I went to the museum.
The museum?
Oh, yes. It was so educational, dear. Did you know that a couple of hundred years ago there was no California here?
Well, sure, I knew that.
Well, it's a good thing they put it out here because back east they wouldn't have had room for it.
Those pioneers were no schnooks, you know.
And did you know that the only white men out here at that time were Indians?
You're full of history, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. You know, while I was looking at the Indian relics, I noticed a man staring at me.
Mm.
Well, I didn't want to be rude, so I stared back at him.
That was smart.
Yes. And then he walked over and he said, "Pardon me, you look familiar. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?" So I said, "It's very possible. I was there one summer."
Well, that ought to teach him, yes.
And then I walked away and spoke to an Indian who was sitting in the corner beating a tom-tom. And I said, "Heaps nice music. How you feeling today, Big Chief Indian?" He never even looked up. He just said, "Solid, Jack."
Him, he pepped.
Yeah, and while I was talking to him, I still felt that this man was staring at me from behind.
Same man.
Yes, and I didn't want to be conspicuous by turning around, so I bent way back and peeked at him over the top of my head.
Well, that was real subtle.
And then he walked over. He wanted to pick me up.
He did?
Yeah, when I bent back to look at him, I fell down.
I'm beginning to feel that you had more fun than I did around the pool.
And this time he said, "I'm sure I've seen you somewhere before." And I said, "Well, you look familiar, too. Did you ever live in Philadelphia?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, neither did I, so we must know each other."
Then what happened?
Well, we still couldn't place each other. And then I went over to an old Indian woman to buy some beads, and he followed me.
The same man?
Yes, and he said, "Aren't you from San Francisco?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, I thought so. I'm from San Francisco, too."
Hmm.
So I said, "Well, where did you live?" And he said, 422 Castro Street. And I said, "Well, that's where I lived."
Hmm.
So he said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Gracie." And he said, "That's funny. I had a sister named Gracie." And then I said, "What's your name?" And he said, "Herbert." And I said, "Why, I had a brother named Herbert." Then the Indian woman handed me the beads and I left.
Well,
I never did find out who that man was.
Gracie, Herbert was your brother.
Oh. Oh, yeah, now I remember him. Oh, but he wasn't my real brother.
No, he wasn't?
No. You see, when my real brother was 6 months old, my father took him for a walk in the baby carriage. And he went in to get a cigar, and when he came home, he had a different baby in a different carriage.
What did your mother say?
Well, she didn't say anything. It was a much better carriage.
You know, Gracie, I'm surprised that you don't meet more of your relatives in museums. But I still say you should have been out in the sun like me.
Well, the trip did you a lot of good, George. When we left here, you had awful-looking bags under your eyes. Now they're nice
brown.
And brown.
I thought so, yeah. Brown bags. Yeah. Come in.
Hello, George. Hello, Gracie.
Hello, Harry.
How was your fishing trip?
Great. Here's a little present for you. 10-pound bass I caught.
Thanks. It's a beauty.
Yeah. Gee, that trip to Palm Springs did wonders for you, Gracie. You look sensational.
Oh, thank you.
How come you didn't go, George?
I did go.
Oh, certainly.
Gracie, why don't you take the fish out in the kitchen? We can have it for dinner tonight.
Yeah, Gracie, all you need for that fish is butter and cracker crumbs. And beat up 3 eggs into a batter.
If that fish is going to have dinner with us, he'll eat what we eat.
You're absolutely right. So, Harry, you enjoyed your trip, huh?
Yeah, George. But I can't get over the vanity of women. There we were roughing it in a mountain cabin, and Blanche took along a low-cut evening gown.
Harry, you're so dumb. She probably wanted a little romance.
Well, I suppose so, but after all, I went up there to have a good time.
Oh, hello, Blanche.
Where?
I'm only kidding.
George.
Yeah?
Tony, the vegetable man, is in the kitchen. He wants to talk to you.
Okay.
I'll be running along.
Oh, tell Blanche I'll call her as soon as I unpack.
Okay. She's busy, too. She hasn't even changed clothes. She's still wearing Levi's.
Really? What's Levi wearing?
While you're working on that, Harry, I'll go to see what Tony wants.
Hello, Mr. Burns.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Your wife was telling me she just got back from Palm Springs. She looks wonderful.
She sure does, Tony.
Well, I guess now that she's back, you're going to go, eh?
Yes, I'm leaving next week.
Mr. Burns, what I want to talk to you about. Tomorrow, my wife and me, we're going to give a little party. We've been married for 14 years.
I see.
If two celebrities like you, Mrs. Burns, would come to the party, it would give such a thrill to my wife and 12 kids.
Married 14 years and have 12 children. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mrs. Burns and I will be glad to drop by tonight.
Oh, that's good. You like my bambinas. I got 9 boys and 3 of the others.
Mm.
There's a Dominique, Angelo, Giovanni, 3 Giuseppes, Carlo.
Three Giuseppes?
Well, that's my wife's favorite name,
oh.
You see. And when a woman has 12 children for you, you got to humor her.
Oh, yeah. But isn't it confusing?
Well, I got a system, see. If my wife says Giuseppe's been a bad boy today, I send all 3 of them to bed without a supper.
But you don't know which one is guilty.
Oh, yes. And next morning, I look for the one with the black eye.
The other two take care of him.
My shoe!
Oh, good. Well, Mrs. Burns and I will be glad to drop over, Tony.
Oh, you're so kind. You know, I'm telling my family all about your wife. You know, she's a nice woman, but she says some funny things.
What did she say now, Tony?
Well, she tell me she's planted seeds in the ice cube trays. She's going to raise her own frozen vegetables. Well, I got to be going now. Goodbye, Mr. Burns.
Goodbye, Tony. Boy, when the census taker gets to his house, he'll kill a full week. Gracie, Tony went... Oh, hello, Bill. I didn't know you were here.
Hi, George.
Well, I was just showing Bill the pictures I took in Palm Springs.
Yeah. What a healthy place that must be. I've never seen Gracie looking better.
Yeah, I didn't know. I knew it was coming. Yeah.
Oh, there were lots of movie stars around the pool Easter Sunday. Harry James and Betty Grable, Clark Gable and his wife. And I would have gotten a picture of Clark Gable if it hadn't been for George.
What did I do?
Oh, you came running into the bungalow and said, you ought to take a picture of Clark Gable in a bathing suit.
Well?
Well, while I was putting on my bathing suit to take the picture, he left.
Gracie, show Bill the picture of Betty Grable in shorts.
Well, now, there you go again. By the time I put on
Hold it. I don't mean that. Here, Bill, look at this picture of Grable.
I don't want to see it.
What?
Oh, Bill, lie down. Yeah. You're sick.
You are sick.
I'm sick of women. I'm through with them forever. Absolutely and definitely finished. I'll never even look at another woman.
Well, good. Now you can settle down and raise a family.
Bill, what brought this on?
That woman lawyer I met here last week. You heard her say she'd drop that breach of promise suit against me if I'd marry her, right?
Right.
Deceitful woman. The minute I made a date with another girl, she went back on her word. Now she's taking every cent I've got to settle the case. My life savings.
Really?
Yeah, I'm through with women and I mean it. I burned all of my address books. Moved out of my apartment.
Why did you do that?
Well, I guess he couldn't stand the heat.
Yeah, he had a few hot numbers there.
Oh, poor Bill.
Poor Bill is right. Think of it. I started saving when I was only 6 years old.
And now it's all gone.
Yep. I burned every number.
Oh, you started saving telephone numbers when you were six.
Yeah, well, I wasn't much interested in girls before that. I thought baseball was the only thing you pitched.
Well, I'm glad you learned your lesson at last, Bill.
Oh, I have, George. Well, I've got to go down to the bank right now and draw out my last penny to pay that lawyer. And, George, if you ever see me even looking at another girl, I want you to fire me.
You mean that?
Absolutely. So long, Burns.
So long, Willie.
Bye, Bill. George, did you have that much trouble with girls when you were single?
Not me, Gracie.
Oh, now, George, I'll bet once you kissed a girl, she followed you for months.
No, she didn't.
Oh, go on.
No, honest.
How did you kiss the girls when you were single?
Just like I kiss you.
George.
Yeah?
Forgive me for doubting you.
Say, Gracie, Tony and his wife are celebrating their wedding anniversary tomorrow. And I promise we'd drop by.
Oh, good. I love anniversaries. Last year, my grandfather and grandmother celebrated their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, I remember you going up to San Francisco for that.
Oh, yes. You know, my family thinks you're a great comedian, Judge. They laugh at everything you say.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. When I told them that you said you couldn't come, you never heard such laughter.
Yeah, that's one of my great lines.
My grandparents told us how they met and fell in love. Oh, it was so romantic.
Really?
Yes. When he was a young man, he went to get a dog license.
Yeah.
And he saw this beautiful girl who was there to get one, too. Hmm. But the clerk didn't have a dog license, so they bought a wedding license and got married. Anyway, they had a beautiful double wedding. Grandfather and grandmother and their dogs.
Oh, the dogs got married, too.
Yeah, but they had an argument about where to spend the honeymoon. One couple wanted to go to the beach, and the other couple wanted to go to the Redwoods.
How did it come out?
My grandparents won. They all went to the Redwoods.
Sounds like their anniversary party was real fun.
Oh, it was. The children were there and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. I can still see little baby Oscar sitting in his high chair chewing on a lobster.
The baby had a lobster?
Well, Oscar was too young to hold on to his food, so they gave him food that could
hold on to him. Gracie, will you please go out and get Tony a present?
All right, I'll call Blanche and ask her to go shopping with me.
Yeah, do that right away. Hmm?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Harry, this is Gracie. Is Blanche still wearing the man's clothes?
What man's clothes?
Levi's. By the way, Harry, what did you wear in the mountains?
Well, I wore jeans.
Oh? And I suppose Jean wore yours?
No.
Well, what did Jean wear?
Nothing.
Well...
Gracie, I'm talking about blue jeans.
Oh, I bet she was. It's cold up there.
Blanche, will you take this phone while I take some aspirin?
Hello? Oh, hello, Blanche. I can't wait to talk to you. Let's have lunch together and go shopping.
Oh, I'd love to. Call me back in a few minutes, will you?
All right, Blanche. Bye.
Bye. Gee, I'm anxious to see Gracie. How'd she look, Harry? I bet she's as brown as a nut.
Well, she's not brown.
Never mind. I just want to know if you mind eating alone. Gracie and I want to have lunch out.
Well, yes, I do mind. I'm frying up a big mess of fish for our lunch. You and Gracie can eat here.
Fish again. For 7 days in the mountains, we had nothing but fish, fish, fish. You fried it, you broiled it, you baked it, you boiled it.
What else could I do with it?
You could throw it back in the lake.
Listen, Blanche, don't turn up your nose at fish. It's brain food, and Gracie can use it.
Don't kid yourself. Gracie likes to play dumb, but she knows what time it is.
She doesn't even know what year it is. When George told her that Olivia de Havilland was chosen the best actress of 49, she said, "Really? She doesn't look a day over 30.
Oh, yeah? Hello?
Blanche, this is Gracie again.
Oh, I'm glad you called, honey. Harry and I were having another argument.
Oh, that's a shame.
When you and George argue, do you kiss and make up?
Well, I don't have to. George doesn't kiss me hard enough to smear it.
Yeah. Well... Few minutes.
Bye, Blanche. Oh, poor Blanche. She's having another quarrel with Harry.
She's a very silly woman to quarrel with a swell husband like Harry.
Oh, Blanche is not silly.
She is, too.
She's just as smart as I am.
Well, that's the easiest argument I ever won.
What was that?
Nothing. Have you decided what you're going to get for Tony's anniversary?
Well, he's got a lot of children, so I'll get him 4 dozen teaspoons.
4 dozen.
Oh, yes. Children need them, you know. When my brother Willie had the whooping cough, he used up 3 teaspoons a day.
How did he do that?
Well, it said on the bottle of medicine, swallow 1 teaspoon after each meal.
So he swallowed 3 a day. Kid must be really full of spoons.
A year later, Willie had to be operated on.
Naturally.
They took his tonsils out.
Well, don't get teaspoons for Tony. Come in.
Hi, Burns.
Oh, hello, Bill. Bill.
George and Gracie, I want you to meet my future bride, Gail Davis.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Again? Bill, 30 minutes ago, you were through with women. You were going to the bank to draw out your life savings.
Well, Gail is the cashier there.
I thought so.
Bill tells me you just got back from Palm Springs, Mrs. Burns. You look wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
And before you say anything, Gail, I was there, too.
This year?
No, in 1896. Look, Bill, you made me promise to fire you if I saw you with another girl.
Well, that's why I dropped by, George. I want to release you from your promise. She's so beautiful.
Stick to your word, Bill. Be a man. Look at her and say, women mean nothing to me.
Well, okay. Come here, baby. Women mean nothing to me.
Again.
Women mean nothing to me.
Once more.
Women mean nothing to me?
Well,
Come on, Gail, honey, let's go. Goodbye, Gracie.
Bye.
Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, Bill. You're fired. Huh?
Oh, Mr. Burns, please.
I'm sorry, Gail. It's his idea.
Well, there's only one decision I can make. Love conquers all.
Oh, I knew it.
But I like you too, Gail.
Well, Bill, you've got your job back.
Good. Now that I'm working again, I can get married. Come on, Gail.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Do you think he'll really get married this time, George?
Yeah, unless the justice of the peace happens to be a woman. How about some lunch, Gracie?
Well, I'm having lunch with Blanche, but I'll fix something for you.
Good. I'm so hungry, I could eat nails.
Oh, I wish you'd told me that's what you wanted. I bought a ham.
Oh. Well, drive a few nails in it. I'll take the ham.
Well, it's practically ready. All I have to... Oh, come in.
Gracie!
Blanche!
Oh, it's wonderful to see you, honey. And that trip did you a world of good. You look absolutely sensational.
Oh, thank you.
And George...
Skip it.
Well, Gracie, are you all set to go shopping?
I will be as soon as I get the ham ready.
Is he going with us?
I knew that straight line would kill me.
I'm fixing a ham for George's lunch.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Gracie. Harry's frying up a mess of trout. He's going to bring it over.
Oh, good. Where's my bottle of burgundy wine? That'll go swell with trout.
Oh, I used that to clean the fish that Harry brought this morning.
You cleaned it with wine?
Well, it says in my cookbook that to really enjoy fish, you should wash it down with burgundy wine.
Goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, Blaine. Will I ever learn? All my life I'll be a straight man, I guess. What happened, Gracie? Did you forget something?
No, we can't go shopping until I get rid of the hiccups.
Oh, take a deep breath and hold it.
All right.
Now here. Take 9 swallows of water without stopping. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There. Now look at me. Boom!
Oh!
Well, that ought to cure him.
Thank you, George. Bye.
Goodbye. I wish Harry would get here with that trout.
George, the cure didn't work.
It didn't?
No, Blanche still has the hiccups.
Goodbye, Gracie.
George and Gracie will return in just a minute. The George Burns and Gracie Allen program was transcribed in Hollywood. Now here are our stars.
Good night, folks.